All right. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, Big Mama. And here we are.
Is what happens when we have no plan, when we have nowhere to go from the get-go except just, hey.
Hey, here we are. Well, I'll tell you about it. I didn't finish telling you about it. I'm just going to jump right in then. I told you I went and got, well, I bought those trouser jeans and I had to have them hemmed. But what I didn't tell you is I went to the little tailor here and she's, you have to drive kind of down into a seedy little part of town to get to her. Her name is Wati. And she does, but she does phenomenal work. And like she's charging me $10 to hem these jeans. It's a bargain. But anyway, while she was pinning up my jeans, she had on some little cute tennis shoes. They were like little gold shoes. And I said, those are so cute. And she said, yeah. And she said, but she said, I'm still breaking them in. They're not very comfortable. And she told me, she said, you know, she said, nothing's worse than uncomfortable shoes. And she said, if you're, she said, in fact, I tell people, if you find out your husband left you, if your husband's having an affair, just put on a pair of shoes that are a size too small and go walk around the mall because then you won't care anymore because you'll be so worried about your feet and how much they hurt.
That's not a perspective I really have ever heard before.
No, and I thought, you know, I don't know that two small shoes would really take the sting out of that, but I thought that was interesting life
Now then, I
advice.
think you just have a broken heart and blisters.
I think that's, I don't know,
Did you
that's the
just drop
thing.
the microphone?
I did. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know, are you there?
Oh.
I've gotten several emails this week that have said, "Hey, Boo Mama. We're having a hard time hearing you because you know how the thing is, we both have laptops and I sit in a chair with a laptop on my lap when we do the podcast. And
That's me.
it gets very hot. And so usually about 15 minutes in, I start shifting things around trying to get away from the heat. And that moves the microphone and I don't put it back and people can't hear me. So right now I'm gonna stay put. I'm if I and if it, for some reason I start to burn up, I will just suffer for the sake of the internet and not move and leave the microphone in one place.
Well, it is hard. And do you remember a while back? Amanda wrote about that she something about she went and she like actually had like burns on her legs from her laptop.
Yes, I do remember that.
And I remember at the time thinking, man, that is serious. That is some serious. But I will say that ever since, I would say that my pajama bottoms several nights have saved me from getting laptop burns on my legs.
I know. I usually like sometimes at night I'll put a pillow on my lap to protect it, but then sometimes then that gets too hot. But if you put that laptop straight on your legs, I will tell you what, you are in for a world of hurt if you're not careful. We used to have a little laptop desk thing that was very handy, but I've not been able to find it since we moved a year ago. So
Oh,
anyway,
I'm sure it's in the garage.
it probably is with everything else. Anyway, so I'm gonna keep the microphone stationary. I'm
Right.
holding it.
I think that's a good policy.
Okay, thank you. I've got nothing, so you just go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to go to my file for podcast questions, and I have one question in here. Let's see what it is.
Oh, here comes Alex screaming, "Look out below." I think it's just a matter of time before he's in here. Look out below.
I'm just yawning.
So we've given up is what we're saying. Hey,
Anyway.
I have a question. Not
What?
not I mean I don't have a question personally, but I just saw a
Okay.
question that somebody gave us. Would you like for me to ask it or to read it?
Sure.
Whatever, I don't know.
Yes.
We've given up. It's like, you know, it was like we dressed up and cleaned our houses up and to invite everybody over, you know, the first few weeks, and now we are just in our sweats and there's mess in the floor and we're not even straightening up anymore for
We're
our
yawning.
yawning. Pretty soon we'll just sit here and eat, you know, unless y'all listen to
We'll wonder, how come nobody downloads the
Or we'll
podcast?
watch TV, you know, just sit here and watch TV as we.
That actually might isn't necessarily a bad
No,
idea.
that might be a good one. Okay, so this question is from Shelly. Shelly's blog is called, is it itchesandscratches.blogspot.com? And she says she was going to ask. I'm going to try to read this without laughing. I'm going to have to pause, but her question is, what do y'all do to stay fit? But it gets better. She says, I mean, you're always talking about food. This is true, Shelly. That's an excellent observation. She says, but I know y'all aren't as big as houses since you shop at Target and they don't sell a size 48. And then she said, I also distinctly remember reading on Big Mama's blog about how she's the same weight she was in high school. Although we'll try not to hold that against you. And she said, I remember this well because it is only by the grace of Jesus that I do not hate her for that. And then she... But anyway, would you like to tell us, Melanie, what you do to stay fit?
I'm sorry. I know. You know, honestly, I'm going to be... Well, I don't know if I want to get into all this. This is... I'm going to say that I owe a large part to... It's my gene pool. I'm just going to say that I've got good genes. And I'm going to say that, yes, currently I weigh about the same as I did in high school. But I did have some unfortunate years in college where I weighed significantly more than that. But I owe that to a different kind of lifestyle that involved eating breakfast tacos from Whataburger at late hours.
Right.
And perhaps beer.
Right.
What do I do to stay fit? I walk our dogs on occasion. And that's about it. That's what I do. I do Pilates. I have a Pilates DVD and I will pull it out and I will do it. I'm not kidding you. I will do it maybe twice a year.
I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here thinking, first of all, this is the whole notion of me somehow in a position to offer any sort of fitness advice, I think is some sort of abomination before the Lord. I think because Shelly, I am not fit, and oh well, yes, you know, I may be able to wear clothes from Target. That does not mean I wear a small size from Target, and you know, I sort of have the philosophy. I do, you know, I do walk our dogs. And usually when it gets to be fall and winter, I walk a lot in the afternoons because it's cool. Because, you see, I do not like to exercise outside. See, I'm starting to get burning up hot again. And I just found myself moving that microphone, you know, got to get these electronics off of me. But anyway, I do not currently have a fitness regime. Or regimen, I guess I should say, not regime, that would be some sort of totalitarian government, but I don't know.
Which, that may be what it would take to get us to this regime.
That's right. I don't even know what else to say about that, other than my philosophy about exercise seems to be that, you know, I think about exercising, and then I just sit down until the urge passes, and, you know, try to get through it that way.
Yeah, I believe in exercise. I do, but it just doesn't. I got on a big kick when Caroline was about, I don't know, 9 months old. And I mean, because here was the thing is at that point she was crawling, but she wasn't walking. And it was so much easier to just put her in the jog stroller and take off every single morning. And so we would go like all the time just because that was so much easier. But now, if she's home, there's not even a choice.
Right.
I mean, and I tried one day with the best of intentions. I put on my Pilates DVD and was like, let's do some exercise. And she hit the ground before I did and was like, oh, Mama, I'm done with this.
I just don't, you know, I try not to eat sugar. That's the best thing I can say that I do. The only probably relatively healthy thing. But, of course, by not eating sugar, then I'm just filling up on Splenda. So that's really not any better.
It's just synthetic.
But, you know, Shelly, thanks for the funny question.
Now I will say, well, I'm going to give away one of my secrets, and I think it makes a difference, and people could say it does not, but I think it helps, is I take, which this is not a fitness regimen as much as a gimmick, but I take one a day vitamins. I take the multivitamin, but I take the Weight Smart one that has supposedly like some green tea extract and some other.
And you think that's what keeps you the same weight you were in high school?
Well, I think it speeds up my metabolism. I think that it keeps my metabolism going at a higher pace.
Sir, are you here to tell me that if I weigh, say, 40 to 50 pounds more than I did in high school, that I can take a vitamin? That weight's just going to fall off? Because I'll go down to the CVS right now. Just a little bit felt like an infomercial, like something I would see late at night, you know, like you hold a bottle saying, really, this is all I do. I just take a green tea vitamin.
Oh, I think here's what I think my vitamin helps. I do think it
Okay,
helps.
I'll
I'm
give you that.
sorry, I do.
I'll give you that
I
because I do
don't.
not take a multivitamin, so it could very well help, and that
Well,
could.
it has like green tea extract. It has like things in
Okay,
it that supposedly speed up your metabolism. That's like,
okay.
but not like ephedrine or anything. It's
Right.
not some kind of like banned substance. And then I think that I'm very cyclical in my eating. Like I will go through like a week where like, well, and we all know what week that is, where I eat nothing but like chocolate and cookie dough and fried stuff and really bad food. And I'm starving all the time. But then I think it balances out. Then later on I'll go through a week where it's like I don't eat as much.
See, I'm very cyclical in my eating as well, but it's just that I eat like that every week, and so but I'm very happy for you that you're still the same size you were in high school.
Well,
Very, I'm deeply, deeply, deeply happy.
Well,
And I do think that's great. And I do think there's some people that it's just that's a struggle, and there's some people for who that's not a struggle. And for me, it is a struggle, but for some people I know it's not.
I really do think it's one of those things that, like, I don't know. That's why I say some of it I think is genetics, because it's not necessarily that I really watch what I eat that much.
Right.
I don't
I
know.
gotcha.
Well, I know.
I want
Anyway.
to eat now. I want to eat right now.
I went to Cafe Salsita for lunch, which is this great little Mexican restaurant, and I had this chili Chili's taco, and I'm not gonna lie to you, it was so
Okay, so
good.
but like tell me though, if you go to a Mexican restaurant, now this will be telling. If you go to a
Okay.
Mexican restaurant for, say, lunch, what do you order and how much of it do you eat?
Well, like today, I went for lunch, and I'm a chips and hot sauce I love, so I tend to eat a lot of chips and hot sauce. And then I got a chili Chili's taco, which is egg, it's scrambled egg with jalapeno and tomato cut up in it, with cheese, and it's in a flour tortilla with beans. And then, but I probably ate like, I bet I ate 3/4 of my taco.
See, that's the difference. Because if it had been me and I had gone, I would have eaten all the chips and hot sauce stuff. And probably would have ordered some queso as well. Then,
Those days.
right, but you see, you have those days. You don't really have that lifestyle. I think that's probably the big difference. And then I would have eaten the taco thing, and I would have been miserable when it was over, but I would have left thinking, you know, something sweet would really sort of tie this whole thing together. And that's probably a problem.
I try to do like, and I try to have good, like, sweet alternatives. Like, one of the things I've noticed is if I'm really trying to, like, watch it, and if I get on a bad kick, if I will keep those Atomic Fireball jawbreakers in the house, I can put one of those in my mouth when I need something sweet, and it will essentially, number one, be something sweet, number two, burn my taste buds to the point that there's no point in eating anything else anyway.
Well, that's what I now I will say sugar-free popsicles do that for me. Hold on one second. Baby, what do you need? No, baby, you're not done with rest. No, you didn't, buddy. You still got lots of rest time left. That watching the Tim Gunn's Guide to Style and seeing how Veronica always goes through people's underwear, it has really sort of put the fear of the Lord in me. Because if I thought somebody was going to come in and go through my underwear drawer, I would be like that woman on maybe it was the second or third episode who had a breakdown. I would be mortified.
I agree, and I always think, I wonder what Veronica would say about bras that actually have elastic kind of hanging down off of them that I just tuck back in when I put them on.
I
I
did, on the other hand, though. Now I can get on board with some like matching pajamas and stuff like that. I was looking at those
don't
today.
know. Now, did you ever go? Did you see one time on my favorites? I put the cat's PJs. Have you ever gone to that website?
No.
Oh, you need to do yourself a favor and go over there. It's the catspjs.com. And have you ever, do you even know what they're like? You've seen them on like TV shows. Like they're always those real fun print pajamas that people have on. And they have flannel and cotton. But on the Cat's PJs, like normally a pair of them, they're like $88. But they have an outlet that's on that site. So you click on the outlet and it's all last year's styles and you can get them for like $40.
Okay, well, I do have one thing to tell you. I deliberately didn't call
Okay.
you in the car today because I have two things to tell you. I deliberately didn't call you in the car.
Oh, perfect.
This was big progress, because otherwise we'd be awkwardly recreating the conversation. But the first thing is that I listened to the High School Musical CD all morning.
It'll stay in your head.
Well, it does, and I just felt I needed to confess that. The second thing, though, is I found the cutest denim skirt at Stein Mart.
Oh,
It
tell.
is a good one. It is a
What's the
good one.
style?
It's at Stein Mart, and the brand is, it's Italian, but it's Italian in quotation marks because it's really probably made in the Philippines. But it's Bacini or something like that, Baccini, and it was.
I've seen that brand at Stein Mart
Oh, you
before.
have?
I think so.
I had never looked at it, but it's kind of a dark wash, and it's got real cute stitching down the front and the sides, and it kind of comes up. And I like things with a little bit of a higher waist because of the whole apple thing, but it's comes up and it just buttons and zips, but it's a really cute length, and it's got little kick pleats all the way around it,
Oh,
so it
cute.
comes down below the knee. But you could, it looks like I had on flip flops today. I know it's October, but it's hot here, so it looked cute with flip flops, and then but it would really look cute with boots. And so I'm gonna put a picture of it on the blog because I feel that people need to know about it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to go to Stein Mart tomorrow and check that out because I wore my own. It's funny you mentioned because I wore the one I got from Old Navy that has the box pleat that everybody thought was a slit and it was
Right. Yeah, it
scandalous.
was scandalous.
It was a big blog scandal that I was wearing something cut that high. But I wore it yesterday and it's okay. I mean, I don't regret it because it was a $12.99
Right,
purchase.
right.
But it had it been $14, I would be completely disillusioned because it has a lot of stretch. And I don't know it, and it's cute. Like when I pull it down just right, but it kind of does that. You know how that some of that funny. You know, Old Navy to me is notorious for this. That like, it's really too big in the waist, and I think it's maybe supposed to sit more on my hips.
Right.
Because if it's on my true waist, then it's too big. But if I pull it down to where it kind of feels like it fits better, then it just rides back up.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And then that pleat kind of, I don't know, I felt like yesterday, I was like, you know what, it's okay, but I'm just not thrilled with it. And so I was thinking I'd like to get a different, and I saw one in the Bowdoin catalog, which I love, but it was, needless to say, it was a little bit more expensive. But I did notice that Johnny Bowdoin of the Bowdoin catalog just sent me an email, like it was destiny, letting me know that he had 10% off and free shipping right now.
Really?
10% off, free shipping and free returns, which is crucial when you're
Right.
doing mail order,
That
you know.
is. Well, this one was it was $29.99, which is a little bit more, than I would normally spend.
Yeah, it's a little
That's
upscale.
a little upscale, but it was so cute. I mean, it's really cute on because it's got that. I like a little. It's I like a little flounce at the bottom of a skirt when it's that kind. And anyway, I'm tickled to death with it. But it.
Oh, that's cute. Well, because that'll be good. The kick pleat is a good offset to like a more fitted type shirt, and then you've got
Right.
the kick pleat. It's a good
Well, and
balance.
then so of course I, in the interest of fashion, I went on to Old Navy, and I found they had some cute their club shirts. They have like a three-quarter sleeve, but they're rolled up and they button. They're fitted, and they're a real thick cotton, and they have a little bit of stretch in them. And they have them in brown, black, and white. And I had not seen them because I was going to try on that one that you posted about, that one that had the empire waist. But I'm just gonna say. It was not for me, and I'll just leave it at that. But it accentuated some things above the empire waist, really accentuated some things.
You need to be careful with that at Old Navy because that'll happen to you. That happened to me like some kind of sweater dress I tried on there.
It was it was not for me. And and it was kind of it was a shorter shirt, and I have to watch where things hit me on the stomach and all that kind of stuff. So it was not. But this one's a little bit longer. It's really cute.
Oh, okay. So what kind of neckline does it
It's
have?
just it's, it buttons up. It's like a
Oh,
very
so it's like a
traditional,
button
yeah,
up.
it's a very traditional button up, but it's a good thick. It's not like some of their button up shirts are that real thin cotton. This is much thicker with a little stretch in it. I'll put a picture of it on the blog too.
Okay. You need to, because I'll tell you, I bought a chocolate brown covered one that's like that, a button up from Old Navy. I guess in the spring I bought it, and it rolls, the sleeves roll up and then do that button thing. Is that what you're talking about? Where it does the little, yeah, and I bought one and I love it. I wear it all the time. In fact, I wore it with my denim skirt yesterday.
I wonder if it's the same shirt.
I don't know. This one has like some kind of little embroidery, but it's chocolate brown on chocolate brown. So it's got a little bit of detail on like part of
Oh no,
it,
this doesn't have
but
any
it's very
embroidery. Yeah.
subtle.
This is plain. It's plain. So now I'm on the hunt for two things. I want some red shoes.
Oh, good. Like red. What kind? Like, give me a visual. Like, not red. I know not red flats.
Oh, no.
But that's no, just I'm just saying.
I don't like the flat because, you know, I feel better if I've got a heel on. I'm not sure exactly. I found some wedges at Stein Mart that were so cute, but they didn't have my size. There were some, and they were kind of a brighter red than really what I was looking for. I really like kind of a burnt red, just something to put on, like with that denim skirt, like, you know, in a white shirt for a little punch of color. But at Stein Mart, they also had some red, kind of mid, I guess they're, I don't know, they're not ankle boots, they're higher than that. But they were Midwest boots, and they were good looking.
Oh,
like a burnt, kind of a burnt red with a little bit of brown in it. But
oh, that's a good, yeah, that's a good red.
So
I'm gonna have to go
I
look at those
them.
Too.
They're just
no.
I gotta have because I need real boots too. So
yeah, so you can't. Maybe Target will come out with some red something.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, because red, you got to be careful with a red
well,
shoe.
Well, you know, and of course, I grew up in a culture that said, and I think I've mentioned this before, and I can't use the word that people used, but essentially that harlots and children were the only people who had any business in red shoes.
And that's sometimes red, bright red patent, that is a good rule of thumb.
And they had some bright red patent shoes at Stein Mart too. You know, patent,
oh,
I don't get this whole patent thing. I don't care for it.
No, I don't either. I don't need anything shiny on my feet.
I don't need anything shiny on my person, period.
Well, that's true too. That's a good rule. I went out to the La Quinterra Mall today here, and it is, oh my gosh, it's such a great place. And I do have to say that this tickles me, and I wish I'd had a camera, because if I had, I'd have taken a picture and put it on the blog, because Caroline, we walked by Williams-Sonoma, and she said, oh, I smell a good smell. I smell a good smell. And so I was like, oh, I do too. So we went in. I said, this is a cooking store. They sell things that you cook with in here. Because I believe in educational opportunities.
Right. Well, it was a field trip, really, as much as anything else.
It was. And so we went in, and they were making this. They said samples are available at the food bar. And we went in, and they were pulling out their pumpkin spice bread made from their pumpkin spice bread mix out of the oven. And they served it in, like, kind of little plastic cups. And Caroline made me so proud. She turned that thing up and took it like it was a shot. And then she took mine. She was like, can I have yours? And she took it just like it. I mean, she threw it back.
There was no need for a utensil.
No, there was no need. No fingers, no nothing. I mean, she just gulped that big chunk of bread down. But I have to say that after, so then the nice lady let me have another sample, and it was so good. Like, I'm going to have to go back and get some of that mix.
It's Williamson of a pumpkin spice bread?
They're pumpkin spice bread, and it was so good. And I don't know, I'm a little confused, because she was making it in like a, it was like she was baking it in like a jelly roll pan. It was like it was flat. See what I'm saying? So it was more like a sheet cake, but it was this pumpkin spice bread. Oh my goodness, it was so good. I'm going to be thinking about it for the rest of the day.
I'd love to get, because Mom and Daddy, you know, were coming this weekend. I'd like to get some of that for breakfast.
Oh, you should. It was so good. It'd be great with coffee. And I'm not sure if she made it, because she was making the pumpkin spice bread, and then I noticed that the packets, and then next to it, they had a recipe where you could use that to make, like, this pumpkin spice layer type thing, and it looked like then it had a layer of, like, cream cheese.
Oh, now you're talking.
I know. Just to make it that much better. Okay, that's good.
Hey, because, you know, oddly enough, my parents don't consider a scoop of peanut butter breakfast.
I would say that's probably generally true of most Southern women over the age of 60, that a scoop of peanut butter does not count as a wholesome meal.
Right. She's going to want, you know, some fruit and some, you know,
like
some
eggs.
Some eggs, something of substance.
So a real
Pop-Tart or peanut butter is really probably not going to be quite what they're
not
looking
gonna cut
for.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to get back on my, but we were at that, so we went in Anthropology, because there is a fabulous Anthropology there.
Okay.
So we went in, which I just have to say, 4-year-old, not in a stroller in Anthropology, it's a recipe for a heart attack, because I cannot tell you that at one point she, like, I looked over and she was holding like a $25 teacup, and I about short circuited, because I thought, I can't believe I'm about to have to pay for a broken teacup.
Right.
So we put it down, and I said, do not touch anything.
get out of the housewares. So we went over to the side that has all the clothes, and that swing coat, the one that you told me about, the one that you pointed me in the direction of with
tell me
the
about it.
fall, have you seen it in
No,
person?
I cannot go in. I cannot. I'm not kidding you. Because I was up, because, you know, our big outdoor mall is the Summit. And I was up there today. And I cannot go in Anthropology. Mm. I cannot do it right now. There is not, the money is not there to back up the desire.
I know. Well, I'm telling you that that coat, that picture on the internet, whoever took that picture ought to be shot because it does not do that coat justice.
It's even cuter in person.
It is so cute because I'll tell you what it is. It's got like the texture of it. Like I did not know. It's like a corduroy type texture, like kind of velourish, very soft to the touch. And the detail on the sleeves is just darling. I'm going to be thinking about it for weeks. I'm going to have to, I don't know. We're going to have to talk about taking out a second mortgage because I feel like I must have
it. How much is it?
Oh, it's $168. And considering that I didn't buy the pumpkin spice bread mix because I felt like 20 was too much to spend.
How much is the pumpkin spice bread mix?
I don't know, like 15 or 20. I don't know. I didn't even look. But whatever it was, I looked at it and thought, I don't need to be spending that kind of money
but
right
the
now.
$168 swing coat, that's a different story.
It was a totally different story.
I don't feel so bad now about my $29.99 skirt.
No, I would not feel bad because, that coat. I mean, like I'm telling you, so around the sleeves, it's kind of got, they're a little bit longer. It's not full sleeves. They're a little bit longer than three-quarter length. And it's like kind of a ruffle with like a little button detail that goes
there. I would
have
never thought that from the picture.
No, but it is cute. And I don't mean like a frilly ruffle. It's just a nice little accent. Oh, it is so cute. And I just could not, I can't quit thinking about all the things. And it's longer than it would appear to be in the picture. I can't quit thinking about all the things that it would look so cute with.
See, here's what I'd do. I'd go up there and I would be so sick that I could not afford the coat. I would buy like two dish towels. And I would come home and stare at the dish towels, and the dish towels would remind me of the coat. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to go get some dish towels and make a coat.
Ooh, now that would probably be an attractive piece.
It would be. But that's about all I can afford. I can't even afford all the dish towels to make the coat.
No, because at that point you might as well just buy the coat. But it was cute, and they had this other sweater coat in there that I've also mentioned on the blog that's kind of just a plain with kind of the horn-type buttons. And it's even cuter in person. It really was a bad call that I went in there because I will say that everything was cuter than it is on the website.
Well, I don't think I told you this either because I can't remember if I talked to you last night. I think it was before I talked to Martha. Was it before I talked to Martha?
Was this because you got Martha's birthday present? Did you call her to tell her thank you?
Yes, I called to tell her thank you. And we were talking, and she was updating me about Sissy, because we've had some problems with Sissy and her medicine and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, she was telling me about a friend of hers, also had a birthday yesterday, and they're in Bible study together. Well, they call it Circle, because it's the Methodist church. They're in Circle together. And I said, oh, what Bible study are you doing? And she said, we are doing a Beth Moore study. And I said, oh, are you really? I said, which one are you doing? And she said, we're in Genesis. Hold on. I said, I mean, like, they all have different names. Like, Daniel. I can't even tell. I said, they all have different names, like, you know, Daniel or believing God or why godly people do ungodly things. And she said, I hope we're in Genesis. And I said, was it like the patriarchs or is it a woman's heart? And she said, well, we don't do the workbooks. I said, you don't do the workbook? And she said, no. We don't do the workbook. We decided we weren't really smart enough for that. But we watched the DVDs, and she is darling. And I said, well, she is. And she said, we have just enjoyed her. And, you know, she is smart. And I said, well, you know, she is smart.
You ought to read the workbook.
She said, she really knows the Bible. And I said, well, you know, she really does. And anyway, I said, well, Martha, I think y'all would enjoy the workbook. I think that just in terms of maybe even learning the name of the study, you know, that might be, if that's all it did. And anyway, she said, "Well, I mean, we're not gonna do that just yet, but we are really, really enjoying watching her on the DVDs." She said, "Now I write down all the scriptures she mentions, and I like to go back and read them afterwards."
And so obviously the scriptures are in Genesis.
They're in Genesis. And I said, "Well," and she said, "Now, do you know, does she film all of those at her mountain retreat?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, I mean, she's at a mountain retreat or something with this one." And so I think, is that a woman's heart where she's, is that it?
I think that's a woman's heart.
Well,
I think that's
her,
a woman's heart.
You know, but they are just really, Martha is fascinated by the mountain retreat. It is a mountain retreat. They film that. And I said, "No, you know, Martha, she actually films them at all different places." And I'm not sure that was her mountain retreat, because if I remember correctly, it had some sort of, there's a stage there, isn't it? Isn't she on a stage?
I think so. So yeah, chances are good that's probably not her house.
Yeah, I hadn't really gotten the impression from what I've read that the cabin they go to has a stage.
No. Where the whole family gets up and puts on plays.
But anyway, the Martha and her friends, and they're all in their 70s probably, mostly, some in their 80s, some in their 60s. But they really, I think they feel like they've discovered Beth, you know, because they really feel like they have found a treasure that nobody else has known about. She is darling, and she is smart, and she knows the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just thinking, wow, they would be blown away by the workbook.
I mean, I told her, I said, "Martha, you know, the workbook really adds a whole new dimension to the study." And she said, "Oh, well, maybe next time."
Maybe when they do Exodus, they can move on.
Right, maybe for Exodus, you know, as they were there in Genesis.
That cracks me up. And the thing is, you know, I mean, think about how many different scripture passages Beth Moore uses in one study. I mean, I bet Martha, she's flipping all over that Bible. So just the fact that Genesis is what stands out, because I bet she probably was not just reading from Genesis.
We're in Genesis. I mean, I could not make her understand, but they have names. Oh, I don't know that. So I guess we're still talking, like at the beginning when the titles come up, you know, A Woman's Heart. I guess they're feeling like standing around the coffee pot when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they miss that part. They just get to it when she starts talking, so they can see what her earrings look like or whatever.
What her hair's doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've noticed that Beth, I did not know this, Gully pointed me in this direction, but Beth Moore comes on here every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, she does here too.
Oh, I didn't even know that until like 2 weeks ago, and so I've watched her for the last 2 weeks, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, like today. But, you know, I have a sort of a secret obsession with any sort of religious programming that's on television.
That opens up a wide array, because any sort of religious programming, there is some bad religious programming.
Yes, there
programming.
Is, and I have an opinion probably on it, because I have watched it, and I actually liked Life Today long before Beth was on there.
Well, I've enjoyed watching Beth, but the last 2 weeks that I've watched, I don't know, I'm assuming it's the same one that you've been seeing up there, but she's had on a great coat.
A coat? No, I haven't seen it the last 2 weeks. What's been...
Oh, you haven't? Oh, she has... Well, let me first say, the spiritual aspect is great, because she's been talking about going through trials as Christians, and just about asking how it's okay to ask God to, like, please let this cut pass,
right.
And so it's been great. So let me say that before I say, but this coat that she has on is fab. It is, Gully and I have had multiple discussions about this coat, because it's like kind of an olive suede, it looks like. She's wearing it with some darling jeans and a cream colored turtleneck, but then it's got kind of some embroidery detail like going down the front of it. Yes, sweetie.
I need a piece of candy.
No, you don't need any more candy.
But I ate.
You ate all those gumballs? Well, you don't need any more candy.
This one piece of candy.
No, no more candy. If you need a snack, go find something in the snack cabinet and bring it, but no more candy. I'm not even going to confess how many gumballs that means she ate. But I will say, we're going to be brushing the teeth tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, people are going to think I'm like Britney Spears. We're playing in the blood waters.
Can you just take her and get them whitened?
I was going to say, I'm going to take her tomorrow and see if we can get her teeth whitened.
Hey, and I, you know, I really, I just wanted to assure you, as somebody who spent the better part of her ride home from the Deeper Still Conference thinking about Angela Cottrell's jeans, I cast no judgment about your and Gully's obsession with this olive coat with the embroidery.
Well, I appreciate it because I will say that we both were very hesitant because she was like, "Did you record Beth?" And I'm like, "Yes." And I watched her and it was so good. And she's like, "Wasn't it good?" And we kind of talked about just some different things that kind of spoke to us. And then it was like there was this pause and she was like, "And how about that coat?" And I was like, "It is fabulous. Oh my goodness." We both hesitated. We weren't sure. We both knew we were going to go there, but we were waiting to see who would go there first.
Mama.
Yes, baby. Okay, Caroline wants to say something in the microphone. Hold on. Okay.
So I'm kind of nervous sometimes. I try it this one time.
Okay.
This is very good, but that's a bit sugar.
That was very good. There's no need to be nervous. You did great. Do you have anything else to say? Okay, one more thing. Okay.
Scout's my best friend, and he's all nice, but he's like a polo, but he's a dog, but I love to weigh on him. With my head, he makes a nice polo.
Oh, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. Thank you, baby. That's very nice. Oh, I don't even know what to say. Oh my goodness.
I'm just looking at the clock. I guess David left for his meeting at some point.
Now Alex is still sleeping.
He's still sleeping, yeah, I guess.
Okay, one more thing.
Okay, oh, hold on. Caroline has one more thing to say. Hold on, okay.
This is Mom, and I love her so much, and she's the best mom ever, but, I love to snuggle with her, but she doesn't let me snuggle at the nighttime because I never go in her bed. Are you crying?
No, I'm crying. Amber, but what?
Don't cry.
I'm not, baby. I'm just laughing. You just make me laugh because you're funny.
But she doesn't let me snuggle. And she feeds me gumballs all day.
No, I'm not, baby. I'm just laughing. Okay, one more thing, and then that's it. And then Mom's about to be done. One more thing.
This is Bear. And this love mom very much, but I just noticed this is good. So I love to snuggle. She's nice and warm, and I love her very much. She's the best mom ever.
Oh, that's very sweet, baby. Oh, and for the record, I do let her come in my bed if she's sick or if there's a thunderstorm. Those are our rules.
Was that her version of all right, bye?
All right, bye. Yep, that's it.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
See you later, Internet.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I still haven't, I don't think I've watched one show. What in the world is that?
What? Oh, do you hear something scratching?
What was that? Did you take some sort of nail file to your microphone?
God, that's so weird. That was totally far away from my microphone.